By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we can never truly count, all that we say, count the blessings. Really, count the blessings. But don't ever think, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we cannot count every blessing. Because He has bestowed so many blessings upon us that we cannot possibly count them. But think of the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, my dear viewers. Yes, be happy, be positive. Be positive. Have hope. That what happens, my dear viewers, on the channel, is sometimes somebody suffers some sort of hardship. It may even be, you know, it may be even a fight. They may have been beaten up. It may be a competition. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be some sort of competition. Maybe they were humiliated in society. People began to say things, or rumors were spread about them. Or sometimes even a marriage breakup. It's so many things which can trigger this. So if somebody was to, you know, suffer or experience some sort of real difficulty and hardship, then everything around them, or it's their own psychological state, this changes. And they begin to fear things. They have this phobia for all sorts of things, for even meeting people. Sometimes they're even scared to meet people. Sometimes they're scared to see people. They will not go out. They'll just stay to themselves. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes they become afraid. And sometimes of many things. Some people are even afraid of open space, even to go out of their houses. And this just completely changes their entire life. And it does. And no doubt people, depending on what level of, if those some people are suffering, depending on your level of suffering, you may need to go see a professional. But nevertheless, just general, we're just talking about the general fear. Sometimes a person has an inferiority complex, as they would say, where, you know, they think, or they're scared to be around people. No, we should be confident. We should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever problem we are facing, remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can remove all these problems. And if you're someone, inshallah, we just have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do dua. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, azzajal, remain hopeful. Always be hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed so many blessings upon you, upon your household. You have so many blessings. What is there to be sad about? Yes, you think, yes, I have something. So yes, it's normal. You know, sometimes it may be you've even been accused of something which you had not done, you even had no idea of it. False accusations. People have been casting aspersions. You know, people have been making up all sorts of things about you. And now you're sad. My dear viewers, what is there to be sad about? Okay, we have a reason, something to be sad about. But then don't forget that time is, it's said, isn't it? Time is the best cure. That time cures a person. And this is so true, honestly. With time, sometimes you think, oh, no, how on earth am I going to put up with this? And then gradually you think, oh, yes, I'm living happily too. So always be hopeful, inshallah. Whatever difficulties you may be facing, inshallah, time will be the cure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And things will be made easy, inshallah. Have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me all this. Ya Allah, thank you for everything you have given me. Ya Allah, I'm suffering from this difficulty, this hardship. Ya Allah, please remove this difficulty. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala medieval that removes difficulties, that removes hardships. And the beautiful thing is that we can all talk to Allah ta'ala. We can all go into sajda that prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can all lift our hands and do dua and supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have this ability to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability, has taught us to turn towards Him. Dua is the essence of worship, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Let's be hopeful, be happy. And yes, sometimes the weather itself, it does have an effect on our emotional state. This is natural, this is normal. So, you know, when it's really cloudy outside, a person's not always as smiley, is he? It's quite dark too. What happens when it's really sunny? Everyone's a lot more shady. It affects us, doesn't it? It doesn't matter about the weather, just smile. You try to smile, automatically this will have an effect on you. It will make you feel more positive. This is, in fact, another thing. And it was a psychologist who is a brilliant psychologist. Possibly the best university in the world, most famous easily, is a professor from that university. And he says that bad emotional states, they link to other bad emotional states or negative ones. So if a person, he's feeling sad, he also loses hope. He also begins to think negative. So whereas if a person wants to do something positive, for example, to smile, then automatically he will be a little more happy. Automatically, yes, this is the effect it has even the bone structure of our face. If we were to smile, this affects our entire emotional state. It'll make us happy. It has this effect. It'll make us happy. And those things which are attributed to this, those other conditions or attributes which are linked to this, associated with this, it brings those about too. It makes a person think a lot more positively. It makes a person, feel more kind. It brings about hope in a person too. So all it is, just smile. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to smile. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move to and begin, as we always do, begin by listening to the tilawat al-Quran. And just this tilawat of the glorious Quran, when we give our attention to it, when we ponder over it, pay attention to it, hopefully even this shall bring about peace, inner peace, which people long for. We all long for, alhamdulillah. But we can attain this by listening to the Al-Quran al-Kareem. So let's give our attention to the Quran whilst the Quran is being recited and make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Wa ammal ladhina su'idu fa fil jannati khalidin fiha ma damatis samawati wal ardu illa ma sha'a rabbuk.
اور وہ جو خوش نصیب ہوئے وہ جنت میں ہیں, ہمیشہ اس میں رہیں گے جب تک آسمان و زمین رہیں, مگر جتنا تمہارے رب نے چاہا, یہ بخشش ہے, کبھی ختم نہ ہوگی.
فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّمَّا يَعْبُدُهَا أُولَى مَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِنَّا لَمُوَفُّوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ غَيْرَ مَنْقُوسٍ.
تو اے سننے والے, دھوکہ میں نہ پڑ اس سے جسے یہ کافر پوجتے ہیں, یہ ویسا ہی پوجتے ہیں جیسا پہلے ان کے باپ دادا پوجتے تھے, اور بے شک ہم ان کا حصہ انہیں پورا پھیر دیں گے جس میں کمی نہ ہوگی۔
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ
اور بے شک ہم نے موسیٰ کو کتاب دی تو اس میں پھوٹ پڑ گئی۔
وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ
اگر تمہارے رب کی ایک بات پہلے نہ ہو چکی ہوتی تو جبھی ان کا فیصلہ کر دیا جاتا، اور بے شک وہ اس کی طرف سے دھوکہ ڈالنے والے شک میں ہیں۔
وَإِنَّ كُلَّ لَمَّا لَيُوَفِّيَنَّهُمْ رَبُّكَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ
اور بے شک جتنے ہیں ایک ایک کو تمہارا رب اس کا عمل پورا بھر دے گا، اسے ان کے کاموں کی خبر ہے۔
فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَن تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ
تو قائم رہو جیسا تمہیں حکم ہے اور جو تمہارے ساتھ رجوع لایا ہے، اور اے لوگو سرکشی نہ کرو، بے شک وہ تمہارے کام دیکھ رہا ہے۔
وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ
اور ظالموں کی طرف نہ جھکو کہ تمہیں آگ چھوئے گی، اور اللہ کے سوا تمہارا کوئی حمایت ہی نہیں، پھر مدد نہ پاؤ گے۔
وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ
اور نماز قائم رکھو دن کے دونوں کناروں اور کچھ رات کے حصوں میں، بے شک نیکیاں برائیوں کو مٹا دیتی ہیں، یہ نصیحت ہے نصیحت ماننے والوں کو۔
وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
اور صبر کرو کہ اللہ نیکوں کا نیک یعنی انعام ضائع نہیں کرتا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم۔ سبحان الله۔ سورة هود مدى views of the channel, the 11th chapter of the glorious Quran, and alhamdulillah عز وجل, we've reached, what was it, verse number 115. Subhanallah, verse number 115, and there's only 120 or so verses in this surah, if I am correct, around about 123, if I remember correctly. There are 30 parts of the glorious Quran, my dear viewers. Some people call it para, some people say spara, which is what we used to say. In English, we'd say there are 30 parts of the glorious Quran, 30 parts, my dear viewers. But then within these, there are chapters too. So within these, there are multiple chapters. So we are on the 11th chapter. Surah Hud is the 11th chapter. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, very soon we shall be completing this recitation. And let's move to the Najdi. Let's praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we have a beautiful Najdi coming up, my dear viewers. Let's listen to this Najdi. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم۔
یا نبی 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 تیرا سرا نبی تفسیر ہے قرآن کی، واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری، والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رون فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میرا یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا، کو حق نے جمیل کیا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہا، تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رون فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا، کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہا، تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رون فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری، محرم راز ہے روح امی، تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہا، تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رون فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا، کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا، مجھے شوخی طبع رضا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رون فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
صلوا على للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الله أكبر. رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds. The most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Muslim channel, what's so beautiful is whenever his name is mentioned, what do we say? He is the greatest of all mankind. Truly he is. He is the peace of our hearts and minds, and he should be the peace of our hearts and minds. Meaning to us, we should have so much love for him. And subhanAllah, something which comes to mind, my dear viewers, is for a person who has a child, sometimes you have a child who's, you just love that child so much, don't you? And no matter how sad or whatever it may be, but when that child, let's just say you have that child in your lap, and that child was to just look up at you, and that child was to smile in their own way of smiling, would or would you not smile? For those that don't have their own children, maybe their nephews, nieces, a young one, somebody, you know, who they spend time with maybe, somebody they know, a child, yes, nephews, nieces, etc. You have them on your lap. And sometimes they just smile. It doesn't matter how sad you are. They just smile, and what happens? Automatically, you just become happy. They bring you peace, don't they? Children bring you peace, don't they? Because you love them. And it doesn't only have to be other people. It could be things too. Sometimes you think, oh, that's it. It's coming. I'm so happy. This particular thing. I love this thing. It may even be your own house. It may be you've bought something new, you've bought a new car. And that's it, you've got this and you're so happy. It brings about happiness because you have this love for this. Although, yes, we should try not to have love for worldly things, but that's another matter. But if you're someone telling me, when you truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that. When we think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we hear about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it should do. It should bring peace to our hearts. Thinking, reciting the Durood Sharif, thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reading about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should bring about peace, this serenity, this happiness in our hearts and our minds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the peace. He's the greatest of all mankind. He's the peace of our hearts and our minds. And he is the most generous and kind. And this is today's topic. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous and kind. That's it. Mutlaqam, we just leave it right there. There's nobody that can match. From the creation, no doubt, because otherwise everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving us something, no doubt, then in that way everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking about in human history, human, jinn, whatever you wish to compare with any creation, nobody can match the kindness, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there are many people who are very, very known, who were famous for their generosity. Many people, yes, in history, some people were, you know, very really famous for their generosity. But I think no matter who they were, there was always a limit. There always was a limit, because the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just on a total, as you would say, it's on a whole nother level. It's on a completely different level, my dear viewers. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? Why do I say this? Some people are very generous. You know, if I was to have something and I was to give it, this you would class as generosity. You know, this person's generous, he gives a lot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who give lots of money. And sometimes it's not about the quantity. Sometimes, my dear viewers, inshallah, is, you know, we could take a look at percentage, for example. That if I have £1 million and I was to give £5, how much is that? That's nothing. For a millionaire, a person who has multi-million pounds and they were to just give £5, then how much is that? Where if a person only had £50 and from that they gave £5, from that they gave £10. Let's just say even from that they gave £4. Who is in reality, who is given more from themselves? It's that person who has less and they give less in proportion to how much they possess. So look at it as a percentage. And if you use a Mandarin channel, that's fine. You know, sometimes we find that, you know, less people give. And this is really good. That's generous. Really, I would say that person is very generous. He only has £50 and he gives £10. I'll say, mashallah, this person has given 20% of his wealth. That's very generous. You know, he's given 20% of his wealth. My dear viewers, sometimes the person has less and he gives a little. And sometimes we have rich people. They'll have millions. Let's just say somebody, okay, is a millionaire. And let's just say they give £1 million. Now that's a huge money. You say this person is very, even for a billionaire, it doesn't matter. Giving £1 million is a lot of money. It don't matter how rich you are. You know, it's not easy to give away £1 million or give £1 million in the path of Allah Ta'ala. There are people, mashallah, who do. So you think this person is very generous. And it's true. It's not, you know, we're not going to say, oh no, look how much he's got and what is he giving. No, £1 million is a lot of money. So this comparison of how much they have, this kind of moves to the side, doesn't it? You no longer think about that. You still think this person is very generous. Now, if a person was only to have £1 million, what's the most he can give? He can only give £1 million. If he was to give £1 million, you think, wow, you know, he's the most generous person. But if you use a channel, there's a limit. What do I mean there's a limit? That people can only give as much as they have. People can only give as much as they have. A person who has £1 million is a rich person. He used to give all his £1 million. He gives it all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wow, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless such a person. May Allah ta'ala remember, giving in charity does not decrease your wealth. But long term, your wealth actually increases. But that's a separate matter. This person who has given so much money, if he was, he is very generous. But there's a limit. You know, there may be kings who give and give and give. And they're giving so much, they're giving every single day. You know, there may be somebody who's given hundreds and thousands of pounds every single day. Maybe they're a king, but they're taking so much back too. They're gaining millions of pounds or whatever it may be every single day too. So they continue to give and give and give. And mashallah, even if they're giving it all. But what's the limit here? What do I mean there's a limit? What is the limit? He's continuing to give it. It's been 10 years, he continues to give. He keeps nothing for himself, he's a king. He continues to give and give and give. You know, he's been doing this for 10 years, 20 years, his entire life. But my dear viewers, how much can that person give? Only as much as they have. Only as much as they have. Now, one thing is to have something and give it. Another thing is when a person has given everything, a person's given everything and now they have nothing. Now, that's the limit, isn't it? How can a person then continue to give? This is the difference between anybody else and the greatest of all time, the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Because the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he would give. He would continue to give. Apparently, he has nothing left. Everything in his possession, he has given away. All wealth, whatever it may be in, whatever form it may be in. He's given all of his wealth away. He's given it all in charity. Gold, silver. There's nothing left. And then somebody comes to us, says, Ya Rasulullah, can I have some money? Can you give me something? What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? There's nothing left, my dear viewers. He will arrange for it to be borrowed of somebody else and then give it to them. I will pay that person back. Now, this is something which you can possibly say is unprecedented. This is possibly unprecedented, my dear viewers. Yes, so many people give. It's only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who, when he has nothing left, he'll borrow some of somebody else and then he'll give that away too. Just to give, not for himself and then later he decides to give it. No. He borrows it just to give to somebody. He could have said, I have nothing left, completely fine, no problem with that. But yet he gives it to him. And subhanAllah, there's a beautiful story mentioned. Let's move to our daily reminder then, inshallah, I shall mention this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
On the day of Qiyamah, very difficult situation. And as people who followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam during our lives in this world, we would love to know, is there anything that will happen to us? Is there anything that will make the day of Qiyamah easy for us? A mother will be running away from her children. Father will be running away from sons, and sons will be running away from the father. Nafsi type of a situation. What will be the situation of the ummah on that particular day? Human beings will be drowning in their own sweats as per their deeds and amals and actions. What will be the success of Muslims? What will be the success of Ashiqani Rasul and the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that particular day? My dear respected Madani Channel viewers, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully mentioned that person who has sent most salawat and durood and salam upon me during his life in this world will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the ability to gain the companionship of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We speak about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said, Hazrat Abdullah Hawzani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, whilst I was in Syria, I met the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Halab in Aleppo. This is a city in Sham, Syria, in nowadays Syria too. I asked him, he says, I asked him about the spending of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told me that whatever wealth was in the possession of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I was given the responsibility. I was the treasure. I was given the responsibility to deal with all of his funds. With whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, I would be dealing with all of his money. So if he had any money, distributing that money, I would be responsible for doing so. If it was to borrow some money of somebody, I would do it on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that from the announcement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he announced, he told people that he was a prophet, all the way up until his apparent demise, up until his apparent passing away, it was me who used to deal with all of the monetary affairs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And he says that whenever a Muslim without clothing would come to me, would come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would be instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as such, I would take a loan from somebody. And then I would buy a shawl, and I would cover that Muslim with it. I would place it, I would give it to that Muslim who came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I would give them food to eat too. It says one day, there was this mushrik, this polytheist. He came to me and he said that, oh Bilal, we find, subhanAllah, he says, this person's a non-Muslim, this person's a polytheist. He says that, oh Bilal, whenever you need to take a loan, whenever you need to borrow money of somebody, then why not just come and borrow money from me? Now, I'm using the word loan, my dear viewers, and it's very important to understand that the loans of those days and of that day and age is not like nowadays. And within Islam, riba is prohibited. So when we immediately, so nowadays, when we use the word loan, immediately you think, okay, what's the interest rate? Immediately you think of interest. No, this was without interest, my dear viewers, upon the channel. So this person says that, why not come to me and ask? Why don't you just come to me and ask for the money and I'll give you the money? I'm very rich. I've lost so many. Just whenever you need money, just ask me. No point in going to different people and asking them on behalf of the Prophet. Just come and ask me. So he says, okay, then I thought, you know, I'll do that. And this is what he begins to do. He does it once. He does it possibly twice. And mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, viewers, we've been joined by our respected guest, Abdul Hanan bhai, if you can hear me. Abdul Hanan, mashallah, nice of you to join us. For some reason, I feel like I've got something in my throat. I don't know what it is. Allah, Allahu Akbar. I have this feeling of constant coughing. Subhanallah. How are you, by the way? I hope you're well and in the best of health.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Abdul Hanan, I speak about the generosity of Rasulullah. And I don't know if you were listening prior to this, before you joined us, that the difference, I think, is something which is unprecedented completely. That in comparison to others, yes, they give, and they would give a lot. Other people would give a lot. But would anybody go into debt just to give in charity? Allahu Akbar. This is the difference, isn't it, between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity in comparison to anybody else. Abdul Hanan, what do you have to say?
If we don't have money, someone comes and asks us, look, I need to borrow some money. We don't have money. We will just turn him away. We will say, look, I don't have money, and that's it.
And there's no harm. I can say, look, Abdul Hanan, but I need some money. Please give me some money. Abdul Hanan, but you say to me, look, I'm very sorry. I have no money. Now, I'll be like, oh, thank you, though. Thank you. I'm sure, you know, just being so kind, just saying it nicely. You know, you have no money. Thanks. Even though you've not given me nothing, I would still be appreciative. I would still should be sure thanks. So, you know, and I would have all respect and all love for you, mashallah. But I'm not going to go blame you or criticize you or anything. Nobody is. It would be ridiculous to do so. It's like me asking you for what? I say, you know, give me £1 billion. You don't have £1 billion. Are you going to give me, you know, you may be a millionaire, but how are you going to give me £1 billion? Allahu Akbar. You don't have that. I wouldn't be amazed. I wouldn't be saddened to hear so. I would be like, okay, thanks anyway. I'll ask somebody else. And there's no harm if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to say this. Jee Abdul Hanan. Bye.
No doubt, Shabazz bhai. If someone doesn't have it, he doesn't give it. You know, there's no harm in that.
Allah.
As far as him, well, sometimes, you know, sadly, you know, people who might have a lot of wealth today, and when someone comes to borrow money from them, they will probably, you know, disheart him in some sense of you. What you think, mm-hmm, I am? I'm some sort of cash machine, or, you know, these are. Allah. We should not be using stuff like this and turning
from wrong. Gee, that's a very good point, because sometimes, yes, they'll say things and then they'll give it to them. Or sometimes, well, they'll do just to show others. Oh, yes, I gave you. Even later, they'll remind them, oh, I gave you this money. Where's this money, as we see in this story, which is going to be mentioned? Gee, Abdul Hanan, what do you think?
Gee, definitely, Shabazz bhai. So, you know, if someone doesn't have it, say, just do madrat. Look, I'm sorry. And a simple solution, just say sorry to them. And say, look, oh, you can say, inshallah, I'll make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your things easy for you. But when we're talking about the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, any example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beyond any example of the dunya. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so unique that he actually went ahead, that he didn't possess the waqi of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu you were mentioning. I'm sure you're going to complete it.
And you know,
you can, inshallah. Who's that? The extent Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala went, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, that he had a person in place. If anyone came with money, he had someone set there that, okay, the person doesn't go empty handed from my court. And he pointed Sayyidina Bilal Habshi for just this reason, that Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, when a person came in need, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi says that, I would go, and if a person came in clothes to cover his body, I would go and buy cloth and then give it to him and cover him. And I would feed him as well. So, you know, look, the person just came for asking, but look at the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he pointed Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, who's not just giving him something, but also clothing them, also feeding them, alhamdulillah. So, you know, this is a great example.
Do you have any favorite coming to mind when it comes to the generosity of Rasulullah?
There's that incident, you know, when that woman came and she knitted a piece of cloth, a shawl,
and she
poured it into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, you know, she's made this effort and she's poured it. and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has gone and he's worn that as a thayban. Alhamdulillah, he's worn it and he's come amongst the Sahaba. And then there's a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who's sitting there. And he's seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing this, and he's thinking to himself, you know, subhanallah, this is something which has touched the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I should ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this. So he approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asks the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does? Now this is something which sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wearing himself. He goes home, he wears something else, and he takes that shawl, and he comes back and he gives it to that companion of the Prophet. And you know, can you imagine how happy that companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been that something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore? You know, there's another thing
but the other companions wouldn't have been too happy that
they approached him. They said, you know, you should not have done that. You knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in need of this, and you knew the other thing. Is the companion said, you knew the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not say no.
Allah.
You have this quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not say no. So they're saying to him, they're sort of telling him off in a way. You knew the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in need of this, and you also
ethic, isn't it? That, you know, it would have been better if he didn't ask. You know, maybe you should have just come to me and asked me. I would have given it to you.
And look at the companions are ashiks. They're the true lovers of the Prophet. And the companion said, look, I didn't ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just like this for this. I asked him because I wanted to use it as a coffin, as a shroud when I pass away. I wanted to use because this is touched the blessed body of the Prophet. And look at the Sahaba's Akuda. They wanted this blessing from the Prophet. And the companions mentioned when that companion, he passed away, that same shawl was used as his shroud, subhanAllah. And, you know, that's generosity. You know, Shabazz Bhai, I would say, If you had things on the side of you, or you know, someone came to ask you for something, and you had, like, say, for an example, you had you pick them up and you'll give it to that person. But if the person came and he asked, he says, you know, that shirt which you are wearing, right, or that imama which you are wearing, and you know when we choose our imamas, Shabazz Bhai, we really choose, don't we? So, Hannah, I'll try to buy the best material, best color, make sure it's
come out. I don't even know where this comes from, to be honest. Allah.
May Allah make us all simple like you. But, you know, people have that, you know. And, you know, when someone is wearing something, he's always trying to wear something which is best. And if someone came and asked for that thing which you're wearing, he said, just think, how would you feel? First of all, you'll feel odd. Him asking that question.
Yes, definitely.
You know, can I have this? You know, but subhanAllah, uniqueness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes and he takes it off and he gives it to that companion, and subhanAllah. This is, and look at how the dil joy, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bring happiness into the hearts of the Sahaba, the people around him. You can't beat that generosity, Shabazz Bhai. You can't beat that generosity.
But mashallah, it was very generous of you to give us some time for Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your generosity, for your kindness. Alhamdulillah, Abdul Hanan Bhai. Always beautiful to see you, always beautiful to to have you joining us. MashaAllah, our respected Abdul Hanan Bhai. This was from Birmingham. Abdul Hanan Bhai, Jazakallah Khaira again, honestly. May Allah Ta'ala grant you more time. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant you more time. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant you more blessings in your time. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala extend your life, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and grant you steadfastness upon the deen, upon the works of Da'wat Islam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Abdul Hanan Bhai, again, Barakallah. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala continue to always bless you, inshallah. We are going to move to the kalam. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai,
na koi aap jaisa hai.
Koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai,
kaisa hai.
Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana, aqa
tu sham-e risalat hai, alam tera parwana,
parwana,
tu jalwa-e janana
aqa
tu sham-e risalat hai alam tera parwana
parwana
tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e janana
jo saqiye kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe jo saqiye kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe har dil bane main khana har ho paimana har dil bane main khana har aankh ho paimana
aqa tu sham-e risalat hai alam tera parwana
parwana
tu jalwa-e janana
gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya chhoote na ila ab sange dar janana chute na ilahi ab ya rab sange dar janana
aqa tu sham-e risalat hai alam tera parwana tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e janana
ae jalwa-e janana ae jalwa-e janana peete hai tere dar ka peete hai tere dar ka khate hai tere dar ka pani hai tera pani dana hai tera dana تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانا بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانا ہے پروانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
پروانا
تو جلوائے جانانا
اے جلوائے جانانا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. MashaAllah, seeing those glimpses is beautiful. MashaAllah, Azzajal. I need to finish that story, by the way. So this story, what does it say? That he said he went and he borrowed this money. He would borrow this money from this polytheist, from this non-Muslim. The person, he said, I've got enough money, I'll borrow you money. So whenever the Prophet ﷺ needs money, just get it from me. And then you could pay me back whenever we, as we decide. So he says he does that. and he borrows money from him, he gives it back, etc., etc. One day he was getting ready, he performed his ablution, he was going to perform the adhan, he was a muadhin, he was going to perform the adhan. And then what happens is that same polytheist, he comes, there are other people there too, and he points towards him and says, "Oh Bilal, you owe me money, you took money from me, you need to give me that money back." I said, "Bilal, you can imagine." He says, "The time's not gone, I've still got about 4 days left." He says, "Make sure you give me in them 4 days." He humiliated, disrespected, dishonored Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in front of all of these people, Allahu Akbar, in front of the other companions. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was disheartened, he was saddened. He performed the adhan, and later after the salah, after the salat al-Aisha, this possibly was, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened." Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then goes home. He thinks, "You know, I'm going to do it the next day." Next morning, early, he possibly after Fajr, Allahu Alam, he's going out to take some money from somebody else, to borrow it from somebody else, so that he could pay this person off and, you know, get it over with. And then a person comes. He says, "Oh Bilal, oh Bilal." Bilal says, "Yes, what is it?" He says, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you." So he comes to us. Now remember, the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exactly adjacent to the masjid itself. It was actually that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his own door towards the masjid, as did many other companions in the early days too. So he goes towards the masjid, he goes towards the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sees that there are four camels, the four camels are fully loaded. And he said, "Wow." And he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided this in order for you to be able to pay off that debt. Allahu Akbar. And this was taken from the Bagh, the governor, the person who was taking care of the Bagh of Fadak, which was the Bagh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was his own. It was under his ownership. And this, just one point to remember is that al-ulama'u warathat al-anbiya, we have been told, that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. And what is the inheritance of the prophets of Allah? It is what? It is knowledge. The prophets don't leave worldly things behind to pass on to their children. These are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that, you know, this has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, "Oh Bilal, go pay that debt off." The Bilal, he goes, pays the debt off. And then he comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's told, "Have you paid the debt off?" He says, "Yes." He says, "Is there any left?" He says, "Yes." He says, "Okay, now distribute it amongst the poor." So the Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he begins to distribute it. Later, time where Aisha salah comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Aisha salah, he asks him, "Have you distributed it all?" He says, "No." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Well, I'm not going to go home with that in my possession until it's all gone." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that he's not going to go home until it has been distributed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stays overnight. Overnight he remains there. He does not go home. Why? Because he still has wealth in his possession. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, have you given it all away now? He says, "Yes, now we've given away." Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Okay, now I can go home." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was completely selfless. Completely selfless, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. He would give and give and give. This was, subhanAllah, special for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. We are going to go to the daily hadith sharif, and then we also have our monthly magazine. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In our lives, we receive many words of encouragement, sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our teachers, sometimes from our colleagues, friends, relatives, siblings. Everybody can possibly give good advice. But remember, the advice and the encouragement, the instruction given by the Prophet ﷺ is the best advice. best form of guidance. Khairul Hadi, Hadi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best form of guidance is the guidance provided by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instruct us to do? There are many narrations, of course, but in one narration, which is found in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, "Build masajid, construct masajid." But the thing is, how many of us are busy in this activity? We're building our own houses, having extensions done. A new floor, spacious house. We make plans for this, we save up for this. We spend a lot of days and nights thinking about this. But what about this emphatic command of the Prophet ﷺ, build masajid? How many of us are actually acting upon this? And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to do so. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you have some inshallah, mashallah, that was our daily hadith. Moving to the, mashallah, the monthly magazine, alhamdulillah, something we mention every day. You can take a look at what, I think this is page number 10. I shall be reading from today, inshallah, you can possibly get a little better look from there. Nevertheless, today, inshallah, the topic, and there's so many topics in the magazines. Today's topic, the Muhammadan smile, the blessed smile of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not only preach that smiling is a form of charity, but he led by example, constantly smiling and warming the hearts of those around him. When he sees someone smiling, then he should recite the dua, "Adhaq Allahu sinnak," may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you smiling. Just as Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. Once he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling. So he said, "Adhaq Allahu sinnak, ya Rasulullah." May Allah ta'ala keep you smiling, ya Rasulullah. And this hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. It is also said that it's narrated from Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I know the first person who shall enter Jannah, and I also know the last person to be taken out of hell. A man will be brought on the day of judgment, and it shall be said, present his small sins to him, but withhold his major sins. He will confess and he will not deny anything, and he will be fearful about his major sins. It will be said to this individual, go, you are being given one good deed in place of every sin. Witnessing this, he will say, I have many other sins which I do not see here." Just Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile so much that his blessed molars became visible. There's many other mentioned one I would like to mention. Hazrat Imam Zuhri rahmallahu ta'ala, a tabi'i, a great muhaddis, he states that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, "Have you said anything in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an?" He says, "Yes, I have something to praise Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then begins to recite the kalam in praise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And what does he say? He says, وَثَانِيَثْنَيْنِ فِي الْغَارِ الْمَنِيفِ وَقَدْ طَافَ الْعَدُوُّ بِهِ إِذْ صَاعَدَ الْجَبَلَ. He says, he is the second of the two in the blessed cave when enemies encircled when he climbed the mountain. وَكَانَ حِبَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَدْ عَلِمُوا مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ لَمْ يَعْدِلْ بِهِ بَدَلًا. The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, he's known by all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not consider anyone to be equivalent to him. Allahu Akbar. Delighted by these words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled so much that his molar teeth became visible. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that, "Oh Hassan, you have spoken the truth. Indeed, Hazrat Abu Bakr is like this. And this is mentioned in the Mustadrak of Hazrat Imam Hakim, rahimahullah ta'ala. Another point to be mentioned, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would smile so much, but he never laughed out aloud. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw there were these two goats butting each other with their horns, with one rammed the other, knocking it down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to smile. When asked as to what is the reason you are smiling, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I was surprised by this goat, by the one in whose power is my life. Revenge will be taken on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. These are some incidents about the smiling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one more, inshallah, which we shall mention. Hazrat Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before him were bread and dates. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, come close and eat. So I began to eat the dates. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are eating dates even though your eye is ailing, I replied, I am chewing from the other side. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiles. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, you know, you've got your eyes so bad, and the Prophet said, come eat this, and now you're okay, you're eating this. He says, I'm cheating from this area, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. But if you use a mother, inshallah, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. This is what the magazine of published by Dawat al-Islami's publishing house, Maktabatul Madina. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this you can purchase. And I don't know the exact price, and it will be, depending on where you are in the world, it will be different in different places. But one thing I can promise you is that it is cheap. And cheap in comparison to other books of this quality, and, you know, even books worse than this quality. Allahu Akbar. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, look, it honestly is beautiful. Just taking a look at the cover, which we can see, as well as this, if you were to take a look at the quality of it, honestly, the quality of the book, the paper, everything, you would think, yo, wow, this book is easily worth 10, 15 pounds. And I could promise you it would be much cheaper. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, cheap in terms of the cost of purchasing, but hugely valuable. And this, my dear viewers, the Muhammadan Smile, which we are on, is on page number 10, we can find. But as I said, it may be cheap in price, alhamdulillah. This is because Dawat Islami strives to give, to spread information free wherever possible. And sometimes, yes, it becomes difficult. So as cheap as possible, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. As I was saying, that it is hugely valuable. The information within this is just beautiful. Random topics. It's not like you have to read a book on a huge topic, my dear viewers of the channel, but random topics. Look at this. The beautiful smile of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. How beautiful is that, honestly? Subhanallah, the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And it also tells us the writer, that the writer was Binti Sadiq Attariya. And she is from Jamiatul Madina, Gulistani Mustafa, Azizabad, Karachi. So each and every single, you could say, article, if you wish, chapter is written by a different person. And I think every single time it would be some sort of scholar, my dear viewers, and inshallah, writing this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless such individuals. You too, try to purchase it, inshallah. That's all for today. Inshallah, we shall be returning with another topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.